Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today. I'm here in our offices in Washington, and today's event is being audio taped and videotaped, and we will be posting audio and video later today on meetami.com. If you want to see it later, just go to the homepage, look in the Hot Topics box, and click on Cool Rule, and it will take you to a page where all of our resources will be co-located. Our speaker today is going to be AMI Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and General Counsel Mark Dopp. Mark has led our efforts on country of origin labeling for a decade, and he has written all of our comments, including the most recent ones. He's going to provide a general reaction, and then we're going to open the floor to questions and answers, and I'll provide instructions at that time. So please welcome Mark.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks, everybody, for taking time out of their busy day to join us this afternoon. I have a couple of opening comments I'd like to make, and then, as Janet said, we'll open it up to questions. I guess, simply put, it's fair to say that today's publishing or publication of the final rule, or the posting of the final rule, is an extremely disappointing result. I say that it's a disappointing result for a couple of reasons, primarily. It is very disappointing that the department decided to move forward with this final rule, not taking into account the lengthy and extensive comments that were filed pointing out the very significant problems to the proposal that was published back in March. We believe that we presented a compelling case, both economically and otherwise, why this proposed rule, now final rule, is a very bad idea. We believe that we presented a compelling case, particularly with respect to how this will adversely affect certain operations in particular parts of the country, the Pacific Northwest, for example, Texas, and other areas. We are very concerned, quite frankly, that the rule, once it goes into effect tomorrow, presuming that it is published in the Federal Register tomorrow, that the ultimate result will be that companies, plants, and producers will all ultimately be put out of business. It's sort of interesting, if you've had a chance to read the preamble, to note that the agency said in the preamble, and I quote, that the incremental economic benefits from labeling of production steps, which is the key element, or one of the key elements of the final rule, will be comparatively small relative to those that were discussed in the 2009 final rule. To put that in some context, one has to recognize that in 2009, when they put the final rule that's currently in effect, the agency said, and I quote, "There is little evidence to support the notion that consumers' stated preferences for country of origin labeling will lead to increased demands for covered commodities bearing the U.S. origin label," and, close quote, and, quote, "commenters provided no additional substantive evidence to alter the agency's conclusion that the measurable economic benefits of mandatory cool will be small." In other words, in 2009, AMS concluded that the economic benefits of cool would be small. And today, they're telling us that the benefits of this rule will be relatively small compared to the very small benefits from 2009. So we're wondering where the benefits are. The other thing that's extremely disappointing, the other aspect of the rule that's extremely disappointing, is the fact that it goes into effect upon publication in the Federal Register. And we're presuming that that will probably take place tomorrow, which means the rule is effective tomorrow. That effective date presents a whole host of problems. One, it ignores just the realities of the marketplace and the supply chain. It also ignores the elephant in the room, which is the WTO compliance process that started this whole issue, the WTO case that started this whole issue in the first place. There is virtually no way the compliance process before the WTO can be completed, obviously by tomorrow, and even recognizing the six-month window or the six-month period that the agency has identified as the educational effort, that compliance process won't be completed by then either, especially not if whichever side loses in the compliance process appeals. So what we have is a rule that goes into effect tomorrow that everybody is in theory supposed to comply with, which can't be done as a practical matter. But it also means that everybody in the industry that's affected is going to have to begin to make changes. And it's every bit possible, and indeed quite likely, according to the trade lawyers, if you talk to them, that the Mexican government and the Canadian government will prevail in the compliance process, and all of these changes will have been made, and then 6 months later or 3 months later, whatever the time frame is, that WTO will come back and say, guess what? This rule doesn't get it done either. We will have done all of this for nothing. I want to wrap up my introductory comments by making one last observation. I went back and looked at the docket, and I read virtually every comment that had been filed, both pro and con. And there were a couple that jumped out at me, and they're very appropriate to raise today. The first one, and I'm not going to give you the names, you just have to take my word for it, they're in there. The first one is a little bit lengthy, but this fellow says, and he's pretty much spot on when it comes to country of origin. He says, let's see, a calf born in Canada, 8 months later leaves its mother and makes its way to Colorado. There in the United States of America, it is fed and cared by U.S. citizens, it is fed U.S. grain, and is fed in a facility owned and constructed by U.S. citizens. When the time comes, it is trucked in U.S. trucks and drivers to a USDA certified plant, is processed by U.S. citizens, and even carries the grade of the USDA. Now, however, the government thinks it's important that we understand or know that that animal was born in Canada. How does this make any sense? And then the last one, I guess my favorite, and the one that sort of jumps out at me and is most appropriate to raise today, it's simply put, please do not change the labeling requirements. I need my job.